Welcome to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of emerging technologies. I'm Alex, your go-to for all things complex and techie.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're probably thinking, but we're too busy debugging your code to ask. Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of MLOps. Alex, I've heard MLOps thrown around a lot lately, but it sounds like just another buzzword. What's the deal?
Oh, it's far more than just a buzzword, Jamie. MLOps, or machine learning operations, is what you get when you blend machine learning with DevOps principles. It's all about making the life of models, from training to deployment and even monitoring, as streamlined and efficient as possible.
So it's like DevOps, but with a brainy twist? Interesting. But what makes it so special?
Exactly. But the brainy twist, as you put it, introduces some unique challenges. Think about it. ML models are only as good as the data they're trained on, and this data changes over time. Plus, deploying these models isn't a one-and-done deal. They need constant monitoring and tweaking to stay effective.
Sounds like a lot of work. How do MLOps make this manageable?
Through a few key practices and tools. Let's start with data management and versioning. Unlike code, data evolves. New information comes in, old data might get deleted, and sometimes what you knew about your data changes. Tools like DVC, or Data Version Control, help manage this chaos by tracking dataset versions, much like Git does for code.
Ah, so you can roll back to a happier version of your data if things go south. Handy. But what about keeping track of all the experiments? I imagine with all the tweaking, it's easy to lose track.
Spot on, Jamie. That's where experiment tracking tools come into play. Tools like MLflow let teams log everything from hyperparameters to metrics so you can compare models and reproduce results without a hitch. It's like having a meticulous lab notebook, but for your ML experiments.
I'm picturing a scientist with thick glasses meticulously noting down observations. But let's move on. Once we have a model and know it works, we just launch it into the wild, right?
Not so fast. That's where continuous integration and continuous deployment, or CICD, come into play. In the world of MLOps, CICD isn't just about automating code deployment. It extends to automating model training, validation, and deployment. It ensures models are always tested and ready for prime time.
Ah, so it's like having an ever-vigilant robot butler who makes sure your model is dressed properly before leaving the house.
Precisely, Jamie. And once our model is dressed and deployed, we need to serve it, either in real-time or batch mode. This is where model serving comes into play, providing predictions when requested.
Got it. But what happens when our model starts slacking off on the job?
That's where monitoring and observability come into play. We need to keep an eye on our model's performance, watching for signs of degradation or drift. Tools like Prometheus and Grafana are our watchful guardians, ensuring our models stay sharp.
It sounds like MLOps is about staying ready for anything. But I have to ask, Alex, are there times when MLOps might be overkill?
Great question, Jamie. If you're just dabbling with a single model or doing something purely experimental, the full MLOps treatment might be overkill. It's when you're scaling up, managing multiple models, or need high reproducibility that MLOps becomes your best friend.
Makes sense. Keep things lean until you need the extra muscle. But, Alex, any final thoughts for our listeners diving into the MLOps world?
Start simple. Embrace tools like MLflow for experiment tracking and DVC for data versioning. Automate as much as you can and always, always monitor your models. MLOps isn't just about tools. It's a mindset shift towards more reliable, scalable machine learning operations.
Wise words, Alex. And with that, it's time to wrap up today's episode on MLOps. Hopefully, we've demystified some of the jargon and shown how MLOps can be a game changer in managing machine learning models.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Remember, the world of tech is vast and full of wonders. Stay curious, keep experimenting, and join us next time on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
And don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives and nerdy discussions. Catch you on the next bite. End of episode.